I'm here with Brittany Denowden, and we're feeding ostriches. These big youngsters are sticking their heads through the fence and gobbling up the grains. Brittany is co-owner of Streusvogel Ostrich Ranch in Prince Edward County and is one of only 20 female entrepreneurs across Canada to receive a visa grant. Brittany and her husband Caleb produce red ostrich meat that is high protein and iron, low fat and cholesterol, and is packed with vitamins, nutrients, and essential fatty acids. Sticking with their sustainability mission, everything from the flightless birds is used, including hide and feathers. I chatted with Brittany about the ranch and her recent grant award. Brittany Denowden, tell me why you call this farm the Streusvogel.
Yeah, it is Dutch. It means ostrich in Dutch. My husband has some Dutch background, and we spent a year in South Africa, and it was the Dutch immigrants in South Africa that introduced us to ostrich farming for the first time. So it's kind of an ode to the Dutch.
And so how long have you lived in the county?
I have lived in the county since, that's a good question, 2011. And my husband grew up in Frankfurt, and then once it was probably 1999 maybe, then his parents moved into the county, and so then he grew up in the county since then, actually on Rennersville Road here where we are now, so he grew up since high school on this road. So once I met Caleb and we, after a year in South Africa, we settled back here in his area where his family was from.
And when did you start the ranch?
We started in 2020. Yeah, so we had lived in Consicon before and in Caring Place before, and then when this property came up for sale, we knew there was enough space to have our ostrich.
So why ostriches?
When we spent that year in South Africa, mm-hmm. we visited the largest ostrich farms in the world, and they are there. And we didn't go there to see ostrich farms, but we happened to stumble across them there, and we ate a lot of ostrich meat while we were there. And the ostrich meat was just the best meat we've ever had out of everything we tried. We tried just about everything, like kudu, crocodile, boar, all sorts of different meats, and ostrich stood out as just the best. And so we would eat it when we were at restaurants or different places. We'd pick ostrich because it was so good. Mm-hmm. And then after visiting the farms down there and doing like a tour similar to ours, but much more established, we came back to Canada and we couldn't stop thinking of our experience there. We rode an ostrich, we stood on an ostrich egg, learned all about, ostrich farming, and 10 years later we just kept thinking about it and thinking about it, and it just never left our minds, and we thought we gotta try it one day, and so bought our first ostriches and tried it out.
So how many did you have when you started?
We started with 10 little chicks were about 3 months and under. And then we bought some, I think we started with 4 adults ostriches, all bought from the same farm in St. Eustache, Canada, and then in Quebec, Canada. And then we bought a few more birds from the States at different farms. Once that went well, then we were like, we need a bigger gene pool for our breeders. And so then we bought a few other adults from other farms. And then once we had that going and we started incubating and hatching ourselves, then it just explodes and you have 100 birds in no time. And so then now we don't need to buy birds anymore. No. And now people start buying birds from us.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what do you do here exactly?
So we do everything. Like when you're a small farm, you kind of do everything. So we raise the birds for meat, but then we also breed birds as well. So then we're collecting eggs, we're incubating eggs, then we're hatching our own baby ostrich chicks, and then we're growing those chicks, and it's just like a whole like cycle here, starting right from the incubating process right up to like the breeding. So a little bit of everything, but meat is our main focus at the farm, is to sell the ostrich meat, because it is a really healthy, sustainable red meat. So we're all about the meat, but in keeping with the sustainability mission, if we're going to process them for meat, we want to use all parts of the bird. So then we also use their hide for leather, their feather for our feather dusters. We make all sorts of different leather products now with the leather, so purses and belts and bags and stuff. And then the oil, we have a skincare line now using the ostrich oil. So yeah, we try to use all parts of the bird.
And it's a tourist spot.
And yeah, also now a tourist spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
We started out with just selling the meat online. And then we had a lot of people kind of knocking on our door, want to check out what's going on. And if they bought the meat, they also wanted to kind of visit the farm. And so then we realized we need to open this up because a lot of people are interested. So yeah, then it became a tourist destination.
And so tell me about this, the visa grant. How did that come about?
Yeah, we applied to different grants here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't work out, but yeah, I'm always kind of applying to different ones. This one was a really great opportunity because it was just for women. And then it was one that you could use for any part of your business. So a lot of grants are focused for one thing. You can use it for marketing, or you can use it for like one sign or this or that. This one was very open, which is great. So we could use it for any aspect of the farm that we needed. And so it wasn't too hard to apply for. You did have to spend some time doing a promo video. But once I did that, I was lucky, I guess.
And,
yeah.
And you're one of only 20 in Canada that received that.
What
are your plans for that?
So our plans is just to keep growing the farm. So we need like a new area for like chicks. We'll probably, we already have started using the fence. So we've already built like new areas for our chicks, mm-hmm. and they, the more chicks we hatch, the more different areas we need. And so helping for them not to trample on each other, basically. So I think what we'll do is, corner off new sections for our chicks, maybe build another little shelter. So many options.
You have quite a sized property. How many acres do you have?
We have 72 acres.
72 acres? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to add?
We always... We always, I guess, like to add that we encourage other ostrich farms. So we know we can only do so much in our lifetime. And so the more ostrich farmers, the better it is, and we can collaborate and help each other. So we always encourage people to look into ostrich farming. It's a really unique farming opportunity. And yeah, we hope that there's more ostrich farms in Canada and in Ontario in the future. Yeah.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.